Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Courtney in Walmart. Jeff hanging out with you. 609. It is hump day. Mostly sunny. It's going to be beautiful. In the 60s.
Nice.
Nice yesterday. Nice today. I like your haircut, Walmart, Jeff. Did Barb, your wife, cut your hair?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
I know. You wear a hat every day. Today, you're not wearing a hat. Yeah. What happened? Did you lose it? Did it fly out the window while you're driving down the road? What happened?
No, I was sitting in my truck and something smelled funky and I...
It was your hat.
I smelled my hat and it was my hat and I just cleaned it too, so I don't know why it smelled funky.
That's pretty funny. It looks good though. She gives you a really good haircut.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she should start charging you because it's a really good haircut.
Well, I'm no longer going to her for haircuts.
You fired your
my wife,
your
is
hairdresser.
My barber.
Okay. Well, listen, we have got Dana standing by. Grab your coffee, your soda, whatever you have in the morning, a cup of tea. She's having a problem with her boyfriend. She wants to be on War of the Roses Walmart job.
Alrighty, I'm ready to do it.
Every Wednesday at this time, we do War of the Roses. If you're just tuning in, basically, if you think your significant other is cheating, you call us and. Well, we get the answers. We're going to talk to Dana, and then we're going to call her boyfriend and find out if he's cheating or not. War of the Roses coming up in just 5 minutes. All right. It is time for War of the Roses. Walmart Jeff, are you ready for War of the Roses?
I am ready.
All right. If you're in a relationship and you think your significant other could be cheating, you call us. We get answers. We're going to Rocky Hill this morning. Dana is on the line having a problem with her boyfriend, Paul. Good morning, Dana.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to War of the Roses. I hope we can help you out today.
Well, thanks. I never thought that I would need your help, and I'm really, I mean, especially in our circumstances, but I'm just really, I want to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
So,
but why do you think, Paul, what is he doing to make you think he's cheating?
Well, basically, in the last few months, we've been dating a couple of, like, more than a couple of years. I'm like almost 9 years, 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Like,
all right.
Like, it's so funny because we have such a really fun and exciting relationship that it feels as though, you know, we're still a new couple. But no, okay. It's actually been, close to a decade.
Okay.
So, but recently in the last few months, he's just become just distant and secretive. And he's like always turning his cell phone over, you know, so he can't see like who's calling or who's texting.
Oh.
And, he's turned his computer around in his home office, so he used to face the window, and so anybody who walks in could see what he's working on, and now he's moved it to the side, so it's more angular. Anyway, so it's just weird stuff like that.
All right.
And I have a feeling that it's that he's cheating with somebody in our group.
Okay. Somebody in your group. Like, what do you mean in your group? Like a workout group? Like a what? A church group? What kind of group?
Oh, we're swingers. We swap.
All right. Like, well, now that you got my attention, I am here to help.
No, if you're swingers and you swap, is it cheating?
Oh yeah.
It's cheating because why? She's not.
No, because it's all consensual. We're very open about it.
But you have boundaries and limitations and do's and don'ts. And, you know, one of them is you can't go behind your partner's back.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly right. Like it's very healthy. It keeps things exciting.
All right. Yeah.
And, but we definitely are, have a special couple that we are very close to. Let's just say that.
Okay. Your special couple. All right. Listen, I normally wouldn't even call on this because I don't know if that's cheating.
What?
I don't know if it's cheating, but Walmart says because you think he's doing something behind your back or not letting you know that he might be hooking up with somebody in this swingers group, then it's cheating. So we're going to call
him. That is cheating, yeah.
Okay. All right, Dana, hold on. We're going to call Dana's boyfriend, Paul. Yeah. War of the Roses. We'll do that next. All the hits, Kiss 95, 7 Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. We're back. It's War of the Roses. We're in Rocky Hill. Dana's on the line having a problem with her long-term boyfriend, Paul. Dana, basically, Paul's been acting suspicious, like changing the passcode on his phone, not letting you see his computer, and you suspect he's cheating on you. with somebody in your swingers group.
Yep, your swingers.
I'm almost positive it's this woman who we are particularly close to.
Okay. All right. If it's a woman you think they're close to, I'm going to call. We're going to offer Paul roses. You're going to be listening in. We'll try to get information. Take a deep breath at any point if you want to jump in.
Okay, I know. It's just, I never thought I would have to do this. I'm so upset because...
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, anyway, I want to know.
All right, let's get to it. We're going to call him. You're going to be able to jump in at any time. Hold on. All right, let's call Paul. Just contain yourself one more, Jeff, please.
Sometimes, gifts just fall in my lap.
It's, exciting for you. All right.
Hello?
Hey, is Paul there?
This is he.
Hey, Paul, what's happening? This is Douglas from Flowers Express. How are you today?
I'm good.
Awesome. Well, you're going to be doing even better. Hey, I was just calling to let you know that you actually picked up a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express in our online weekly promotion. Congratulations.
You know, I don't think I've applied for anything like that or anything
awesome.
Like that.
Awesome. Well, we got your name off of social media, and here's the deal. We're going to send the flowers to someone on your behalf and brighten their day. So let's get this going. It's a free promotion, totally free. We can get these out today, and let's do it. You down?
Is it really free or just I got to buy something?
Nope, 100% free. No purchase necessary. We get these out today. If you have someone in mind, like I said, let's get these out today. I'm looking to hook someone up.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if it's really free, I guess.
Absolutely free. Paul, so here's the deal. I have a card that goes along with these flowers, and I could write a message in the card if you'd like me to do that.
Sure.
All right, so what is the message you would like me to write in this card?
Just put... See you soon.
See you soon. All right, we can get that down. And, I messed up. Who should we address the card to? I'm sorry about that.
Sure, yeah. Send him to, let's send him to Gary.
I'm sorry, did you say Gary?
Yeah, Gary.
Gary.
You can send them to anybody, right?
Yeah, no, you can send these to anyone. I just, the phone here was breaking up, so you said Gary.
Gary?
Yes. Yes, G-A-R-Y, yep.
Yeah, hi.
I got to jump in. I'm sorry, Paul. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. You are on the radio. It is War of the Roses. That's your girlfriend, Dana. Go ahead, Dana.
Gary, Paul, what are you talking about, Gary?
Who's Gary?
I'm sorry.
Gary's...
What's happening?
It's Beth and Gary. These are our close friends, who we swap with, and... Gary?
Oh, wait. Gary's in the group.
Gary's in the group. Gary's in the group. He's an all-star hitter in the group. Yeah. He's... Paul, what is going on with Gary? You and Gary?
I'm confused why you're confused, to be honest with you. It's not like I planned this, okay? Gary feels the same way about me. You know, he's... It just happened. I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
I mean, look, we're in the group for a reason. It's not, it's not cheating. We're in the swap group, so I'm confused. What the huge deal here is?
I am too. I got to be honest, Paul. I'm confused. Are we all confused?
Well, no, I'm not. From the sounds of it, Gary is an all-star hitter, and.
My mouth is on the floor, and I'm about to pass out and vomit and all of that.
Okay.
So listen, I got to get off this call so I can talk to Paul the show.
All right, take a deep breath. I think you guys need to talk off the air. We do offer couples counseling. So if you want to take advantage of it, work through some things, you certainly can, and we will pay for it. We'll pick up the tab. I'm going to put you both on hold. Hold on, Dana. Hold on, Paul. All the hits, Kiss 95. Seven. It's Courtney, Walmart Jeff, hanging out with you. A little bit of Hollywood for you. J-Lo Her relationship with Alex Rodriguez is hanging on by a thread, and now her ex is back in the picture. Ben Affleck, Walmart Jeff.
No way.
Bennifer could be getting back together. Remember Bennifer? They were engaged to be married. They were in a couple of really bad movies together, and then they broke up. I'm hearing they've been talking in private over the last few months. When things started to get bad with Alex Rodriguez, Jen turned to Ben Affleck for advice, and now they're chitty-chatting,
yeah.
Which makes sense because remember a few months ago when this all kind of started, Ben Affleck, who was looked like he was going to get married to his like girlfriend, yeah. Broke up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, remember there was a picture of him throwing away a cardboard cutout of his ex-girlfriend?
It was a life-size cardboard cutout of his ex-girlfriend. It was a photo of Ben Affleck just putting her in the trash in front of his house. That was actually pretty funny.
It was.
All right, Netflix has bought a Kanye West documentary for $30 million.
Whoa.
Apparently, Netflix has the money to spend. The untitled movie will debut in 2021. They're saying it's going to contain never-before-seen home movie footage spread out over 20 years. There's a couple of music video directors behind this project. They say they've got 20 years worth of great, you know, video footage and stuff with his mom. Getting married, becoming the billionaire that he is. And speaking of billionaires, Kim Kardashian is now officially a billionaire, according to Forbes magazine.
Now, Courtney, do you feel like you had a part in this with all the money you've spent on Kim Kardashian stuff?
You know what, Walmart Jeff? Yes, because I'm still using her bronzer and her highlighter. Yes, I do think I had a part of this.
Right.
Shawn Mendes teaming up with Flo Water for a new series of Wonder Grants. Cash given to teenagers working towards a positive change in the world. Sean tweeted that this round of grants is focused on helping young people who are working on sustainability activists improving clean water access. You can find out how to apply right now, if you're into that, at kiss957.com/Courtney. Ariana Grande, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 6:51, it is time for good news. Hey, do you have good news to share with us? Call us. Our phone lines are always open for you. I love hearing your good news. 860-247-9570. I've got good news. If you love Lady Gaga and cocktails, she teamed up with a champagne company and has a new collection coming out. She partnered with a champagne company. She's got a limited edition champagne bottle, which she sculpted herself. I believe she's calling it Queendom. Queendom.
Oh, that's cool.
Champagne. It's a rosé vintage champagne. You can see the ad and find out where to find that champagne right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney. That's my good news. What's yours, Walmart?
Hey, I just realized my good news is also booze related.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, Courtney, but today is National Beer Day.
I did not know that.
So get out there and enjoy a beer today. Some restaurants have specials on beer.
Yeah, what do you do? Is there, you just drink beer? Is that how you celebrate it? Okay.
Yeah, like the guys at work, all like my blue-collar workers.
Okay.
This afternoon at lunch.
We'll have a beer for lunch.
Grab a beer or two this time around because it's National Beer Day.
Oh, I'm liking that. Let me know when it's National Vodka Day. I don't know if they have one, but
they should just like put them all in the same week.
National Booze Day?
Yeah.
Just one day. Throw it on one day. All right. What's your good news? Call us 860-247-9570. Yeah. Totally waist up. I'm not even wearing pants right now, to be honest.
All right.
It is 710, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney, Walmart Jeff, hanging out with you. I've got three things you need to know today, and I really want to start with my favorite thing of the day.
Okay.
The weather. I'm sorry. I'm such a summer girl. I'm not a winter girl. I know there's a lot of winter people out there that are upset right now. I know you are, Walmart Jeff. You're Mr. Winter.
Yeah, I am. And I'm upset today because after yesterday's nice weather,
yes,
I realized that it's time to bring in your porch beers and start putting them back in the fridge.
Yeah, you can't stick them in a snowbank.
Because from November till about the end of March, you can just leave them outside and let Mother Nature do the work.
It's true. It is true, Walmart Jeff. Sunny today. Make sure your beers on National Beer Day are not outside.
That's right.
It's going to be near 70 today, so gorgeous. That is the first thing you need to know today. Second thing you need to know is the city of Hartford holding their walk-up COVID-19 vaccine clinic today. I told you about it. Today, it's inside the Free Center on New Britain Avenue, 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Of course, they'll have the Johnson & Johnson one dose, and they will be there until 6 p.m. or until doses run out. But I will tell you, Connecticut got over 53,000 doses of J&J vaccine last week, and they're only going to get 6,000. next week.
Oh, okay.
But then they'll get more. They'll keep getting more, but they're going to have a lot less next week. So I urge you, if you're going to get that vaccine, today's the day to do it. You have to be a resident of Hartford and 18 years or older. Make sure you bring an ID or something that shows that you are a resident of Hartford. And finally, Governor Lamont's recreational marijuana bill has passed its first step. Nearly one third of the country has legalized small amounts of marijuana for adult recreational use.
That's great news for a bunch of guys on my men's league hockey team.
Jeff, I'm considering it.
What?
Recreational marijuana use.
You?
Yeah, I know.
You're already paranoid enough.
I know, but I feel like I'm really healthy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it, isn't it just a, it's like you can, it's, it grows out, you can put it in your garden, no? Isn't it like healthy?
All right, Martha Stewart.
I don't know what I'm talking about, clearly, but those are the three things you need to know today. Yes, it is Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:25, mostly sunny. Temperatures in the 60s today, upper 60s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and people say, 62% of people say the best part of their day is this. Courtney, would you like to take a guess?
I would say, a lot of people would probably say it's the minute they leave work, but I don't feel that way. I feel like for me, the best part of the day for me is 3:00 in the afternoon. And I don't know why. I feel like that's a perfect time where I could do yoga, or I could walk the dog, or I could have a cup of coffee. Or yesterday I made a cocktail and sat out on my deck, and I didn't care that it wasn't 5. So 3:00, for some reason, is my time.
All right, so you're going to say 3.
Yeah, the best time of the day for me is that lull, that 3:00 lull.
Basically because you can start drinking at 3 and not feel guilty.
Yes.
So that's what you're saying. All right.
Go to somebody else. Is there anybody else you can go to?
No. 62% of people say sitting down for a meal, meaning dinner, is the best time of their day.
Okay, so sitting down for dinner. But I mean, I guess it could be lunch, it could be breakfast, but dinner probably.
No, dinner is the actual meal that they look forward to because they're sitting down with family or loved ones.
All right, I can see that.
68% of people say they look forward to their weekend meals. It's their reward for getting through a tough week.
That's true. I do look forward to that, like a big weekend dinner, especially if the grill's going, yes.
And here are the foods that people look forward to the
most. Oh, I want a steak. I've been craving a steak.
Not even in the top 5. Seafood. Actually, not even in the top 10.
What? Steak?
Pasta was number 3.
Ugh.
Burgers, number 2.
What?
Pizza, number 1.
What? All right, I can throw pizza in the top 3, but at least have a steak or maybe some seafood. I don't know. It's a cheap meal, isn't it?
You say you can throw pizza in the mix, but you only eat the toppings. You don't eat the crust. The crust is the best
general,
part of the pizza.
In general, Walmart, Jeff. In general.
All right, so there you go. Sitting down for a meal is the best part of your day.
All right, well, speaking of meals, if you want to go stock up on any of those that Walmart Jeff mentioned, or the steak, like I mentioned, we've got a $1,000 Big Y gift card up for grabs. You can buy lots of steak. You can win it right now. Just sign up at kiss957.com. All the hits, Kiss957, Courtney, and Kiss of the Morning, 740. Let's do Hollywood. Will.i.am Walmart Jeff. He's a big tech guy. I didn't know he was so into tech, but he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's selling a $300 face mask. It comes with fans, a filtration system, and Bluetooth. The Supermax, Super Mask, which Will developed in partnership with Honeywell. And I've got a lot of Honeywell products around my house. You know, like
air purifiers, thermostats,
all
that stuff.
Honeywell is a big company. Well, it's supposedly ideal for air travel since the mask has a HEPA filter, noise-canceling audio, and microphone capabilities. The Super Mask goes on sale tomorrow.
That's pretty cool.
$300. And by the way, Will.i.am and Honeywell both say this isn't the only pandemic we're going to be facing, so we should stock up on masks like this now. I'm sure.
Yeah, I trust two doctors in my life, Courtney, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Will.i.am.
All right. You can check the photo out of that mask on our blog. Pete Davidson is planning to be in England for his Bridgerton girlfriend's birthday. He's dating Phoebe Dynevor. She's turning 26 on April 17th. He will be on a break from Saturday Night Live. He says he's planning to spend some time in the English countryside. I don't see Pete Davidson riding a bike through the English countryside with his girlfriend, but that's just me.
How does he do it with these girls?
Know.
Like, I mean, he only dates super attractive model types.
I know, Walmart Jeff. So anyway, they're going strong. And Katy Perry, who recently shared a series of photos on Instagram of returning her bathroom stall on American Idol, into her own runway, has now posted all the photos so we can see them.
Oh, good.
She's wearing a black dress. She's posing standing on top of a toilet. She's, listen, if you ever wanted to have your own personal runway in your bathroom, Katy Perry shows you how to do it.
Okay.
You can check out those photos and more at kiss957.com/Courtney. Oh, yes, it is Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:50. That right there means it's time for good news. Every single weekday at this time, we bring you good news. I love sharing good news. Makes me feel good. Maybe it's selfish of me, but you know, I don't care. If you've got good news, I'd love to hear your good news because that also makes me feel good. So if you've got good news, started a new job, connected with an old loved one, anything, call us 860-247-9570. I've got good news. Lady Gaga teaming up with a champagne company and coming out with her own line of champagne. It's a special limited collection. She's calling it Queendom. She has designed the bottles herself. It will be some sort of red, like a rosé vintage champagne.
Oh, okay.
If you're into champagne, which is delicious. I like champagne. You can see the ad and find out where and when you can pick up Lady Gaga's limited edition champagne. Check it out at kiss957.com/Courtney. What is your good news, Walmart Chav?
My good is that good news is actually good news. Today.
Let me be the judge of that.
All right. Today, Courtney, is National Beer Day.
Oh.
So get out there and have a beer.
So no animal died.
No one died.
No criminal got stuck in a chimney.
Nope. Nothing.
No alligator ate a dog.
No alligator.
Wow, Walmart, this is good news.
It's National Beer Day, and I give you permission to crack open a cold one at 10 a.m., even if you're working.
I love that.
Or at the office. I don't care where you are, but just celebrate today.
And you know, when you get questioned by your boss, just say Walmart said it was okay.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
That will go over well. Jeff told me I could drink this morning, honey.
Yeah, you lived through a pandemic. Have a beer.
Anyway, if you've got good news, please share it with us. 860-247-9570. Thank you, Jeff. It is good news.
Yeah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.